This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't...
Recently.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have no internet service. Yeah, with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Of course, we just started the radio program, and we're doing live radio right now. And of course, as I just said, the internet shuts down right at the time that we go live. Now, why is that happening? I don't know. But almost without fail, friends, that's exactly what takes place. We'll get to that in just a moment here. What I want to talk about today is, I want to throw some good seed on the people, and that seed being that of Jesus Christ. And I want to go after those that are willing to assassinate the characters of righteous men. And I want to talk about that, and I'm going to bring a whole plethora of men in, from George Washington to Eric Little to Martin Luther King Jr. to Eric Liddell to Benedict Arnold, and the list goes on, Ben Franklin, and Jesus Christ, God, and what you've been told by the revisionists, or what you've not been told through omission, namely from the pulpits in America. But what we're seeing today, friends, is we're seeing those that are willing to put darkness for light and light for darkness, which is found in Isaiah 5. And with that said, we're going to get to that in just a moment. We have internet connection again here, friends. I wanted to highlight the fact that over on sonsoflibertymedia.com, a new color of censorship from the SPLC. Folks, SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center, has been called out over and over and over and over and over again, friends, for attempting to upend the United States Constitution. We've exposed Morris Deese for who he is and what he's done and how he operates and where he is being funded from, to here we are again. America, this is why things don't change. It's because of what you tolerate once again. You know, I want to say to the apathetic and to the tolerant, I want to let you know that you're eaten last. You do know that, right? You are eaten last. Sooner or later, for what you tolerate and what you allow, they're going to get to you sooner or later as well. And the fact of the matter is this is why we're in trouble today, is because people don't respond to the truth right when they first hear it. And again, why that is, I have no idea. But again, going back to the headline here, sonsoflibertymedia.com, a new color of censorship from the SPLC. We also have on sonsoflibertymedia.com, an Oxford professor whitewashes the Islamization of the Middle East. There's a lot of ignorant people out there, and if you want to find them, just look to the professors in colleges. Folks, they run contrary, in contrast, antithetical, friends, to their very purposes. They're little communists.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Brian from Michigan here. I have had the benefit of witnessing Bradley Dean and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty fighting for our youth and delivering messages of truth. I am honored to have this opportunity to share my thoughts and want to thank Bradley, his family, and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty for continuing to support and fight on a daily basis.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
So, character assassination. Revisionists wanting you to believe things about people that are just not true. How prevalent is this today? I mean, look at the American people have accepted in the church, and I'll get to Jesus in just a couple minutes here, within the hour. I mean, the American people believe for some reason in their mind, they have a figment in their imaginations, friends, that they can create a God that looks just like them, and the Lord God of heaven and earth is to accept them on the creation's terms rather than the Creator's terms. I mean, most people in this country have a picture of Jesus walking around with pink booties on, smacking sheep on the backside, telling the world everything is okay, which counters everything concerning his message found in Matthew 3:2. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And what did they do? They watered that down and said, well, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life, which you can find nowhere in Scripture. Bearing the cross, denying yourself, being hated by the world, being persecuted by the world. 11 of the 12 apostles were martyred along with Jesus Christ himself. That's a wonderful plan. The story is that of redemption, friends. It's of the soul. And again, we meet him on his terms. But let's get to this because I love this topic. And I got this idea last night to hit some of this. Because again, I think it's important for the times. Because to tell the truth in the time of revolution, to tell the truth in the time of deception is a revolutionary act. So let's create a revolution. Okay, that's all you have to do, friends, to get in trouble today is just tell the truth. And there's not too many people that are willing to do it. George Washington, the first president of the United States, he was called a deist. Anybody know what a deist is? And by the way, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. What is a deist? A deist is, for example, a father that is derelict of duty. He's MIA. He had kids, but he just doesn't have anything to do with their lives. As if to suggest that God created us, dropped us off on this world, and he's busy doing other things. He has no time for us whatsoever. Completely untrue. But that's what they called George Washington. He believed God was there, but he didn't interact or interpose on his behalf. Matter of fact, what is a deist? In dictionaries like Webster's, Funk, and Wagnall's, Century, and others, the words agnostic and atheist appear as synonyms. Therefore, the range of a deist spans from those who believe there is no God to those who believe in a distant, impersonal creator of the universe, to those who believe there is no, to know if God exists. Craziness. I mean, creation doesn't have a creator. I mean, that's ridiculous. A painting has obviously someone that took the time to paint it, and he's called a painter. A building, friends, is created by a builder, okay? So you can't just blow it off and say God does not exist. Read Psalm 14:1. The fool has said in his heart that there is no God. He's an absolute fool. Those are the type of people that you could transport to the sun and they wouldn't see it because, again, they don't want to see it. Now, do the founders fit the definition or the definitions of what a deist is defined out to be? Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, almost half of the signers of the Declaration, that being 24 of the 56 signers, held what today would be considered seminary or Bible school degrees. As a matter of fact, George Washington, the supposed deist, said the revisionist, rightly said, morality cannot be maintained without religious Christian principles. That's right. When the first Congress under the Constitution assembled in New York City on April 30th, 1789, to hear George Washington's inaugural address, President Washington appropriately said, "No people can be bound to acknowledge and adore the invisible hand which conducts the affairs of men more than the people of the United States of America. Every step by which they have advanced to the character of an independent nation seems to have been distinguished by some token of providential agency." He said, "You will join me, I trust, in thinking that there are none under the influence of which the proceedings of a new and free government can be more auspiciously commence." A deist? Huh. This coming out of the mouth of a deist, the revisionists want you to believe? Of course not. During the French and Indian War, occurring nearly 20 years before the American Revolution, 23-year-old George Washington and 1,300 British American troops walked right into an ambush. And after 2 hours of battle, 714 of the 1,300 British and American troops had been shot down. Only 30 of the French and Indians had been shot. Only 30 of the French and Indians had been shot. Of the 86 British-American officers in that battle, George Washington was the only one left on his horse. When he had taken off his jacket, there were 4 bullet holes in his jacket, yet not a single bullet has touched him. How could that be? Well, I can tell you, just like that of David. The sure mercies of David order to right and sure. Understanding the book of Psalms and how God protects his anointed. That he's his shield and buckler. He fights off his enemies. And in France, when he fights off his enemies, also keep in mind that he keeps them as the apple of an eye. And he is the shield and buckler of the Most High God. The Most High God is his shield and buckler, his high fortress, his rearward. He upholds him with the right hand of his righteousness as he maintains his cause and maintains his rights. A deist, friends? Huh. On top of his horse, 4 bullet holes in his jacket, yet not a single bullet has touched him. Well, maybe he understood what David understood, that he was forever at my right hand, and I shall not be moved. You know, what's pretty awesome about all of this is several horses were shot from under him, but he had not been harmed in any sense of the word. Matter of fact, George Washington, the first president, had said to his family, "By the all-powerful dispensations of providence, I have been protected beyond all human probability or expectation." Huh. Only a living God can do that, friends. 15 years later, an old Indian chief told George Washington that he personally shot at Washington over 17 different times, and that without effect. He shot at George Washington over 17 different times without effect. Huh. Believing Washington to be under the care of the Great Spirit, he ordered his men to stop firing at George Washington. Notice what the Indian said. The chief said, believing Washington to be under the care of the Great Spirit, he ordered his men to stop firing at Washington. He told Washington, I've traveled a long and weary path and I might see the young warrior of the great battle. He said, I come to pay homage to the man who is the particular favorite of heaven and who can never die in battle, said George Washington's enemy. You think that fell on deaf ears, friends, or do you think that George Washington all the while knew who was protecting him? What about Martin Luther King Jr.? I could talk to you about this one for hours. I sat with former Mayor Andrew Young for hours, friends. He was the right-hand man of none other than Martin Luther King Jr. I sat with Sam Kyle, who was right next to him when he was shot, speaking of Martin Luther King Jr. I sat with the former DOJ, Roger Wilkins, concerning that of Martin Luther King Jr. And what you have been told about Martin Luther King Jr., friends, is completely untrue every step of the way. And keep in mind who was out there smearing, blackballing, demonizing, revising the character of Martin Luther King Jr. Nobody did it more than J. Edgar Hoover, friends, who liked to dictate and control every man's life. And if he didn't like it, he was the one responsible for blackballing you. And it's exactly what he did. But Martin Luther King Jr., he was called a communist. You can actually watch this online if you'd like. And I'll tell you what, if anybody can do it, Martin Luther King Jr. could do it. And nobody did it better than him when he would backhand you, and most people didn't even realize it just happened. Well, the problem with that is, concerning Martin Luther King being a communist, he was first of all a Baptist preacher, and he said, a preacher's job, of course, as Charles Spurgeon rightly said, is to slay sin, to break the bands of wickedness, not to enslave, but to set them free of their masters. Martin Luther King Jr. was the opposite of a communist. He was a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Going on to the next. Do they fit, by the way, friends, as to what the revisionists would have you believe? Not at all. Just the exact opposite. Eric Little, or Liddell. Over 75 years ago, a remarkable man did a remarkable thing. Eric Little, I'll call him, of Scotland, refused to run a heat at the 1924 Olympic Games in Paris because the race was scheduled on a Sunday, which his faith taught him that he would not violate concerning the Sabbath day. We're going to get to that in just a moment. We'll come right back to Eric Little. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Spending some time exposing the revisionist, friends, and actually calling out the character of men for who they really are rather than what the revisionists would have you believe that they are. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Trump showed his support for his Supreme Court pick, Brett Kavanaugh, while speaking to supporters in Springfield, Missouri, Friday night, despite past accusations of sexual assault.
He was born, you talk about central casting, He was born. They were saying it 10 years ago about him. He was born for the U.S. Supreme Court. He was born for it.
Christine Blasey Ford, who claims Kavanaugh assaulted her in high school, wants more time to work out terms of her appearance before the Senate Judiciary Committee next week. According to her lawyer, she's received death threats. The president also reacting Friday night in Springfield to news his deputy attorney general may have discussed trying to remove him from office.
But there's a lingering stench, and we're going to get rid of that, too.
Mr. Trump says the Justice Department has some great people and some bad ones, too. Some analysts say Trump won't fire anybody until he finds out whether Republicans keep control of Congress. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it, trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Sons of Liberty Media.com. Pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to our account, Bradley Dean double E, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. And by the way, if you want to jump over to our YouTube page, please do so. Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty, YouTube. Okay? Several hundred videos over there. Just posted this. Actually started to make people aware of this over the last couple months due to the fact that there's so many priceless little educating pieces, education pieces, friends, that we have put together to show you the answer, again, to America's dilemma. So if you're looking for the answers, check out Bradley Dean, double E, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, okay? You can't miss it. And again, if you want to call in one more time, 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Read Acts 2:38 when you get a moment. 1 Timothy 2:5, John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1. Again, when you get a moment. We're talking about character assassination. We're talking about the history of men, and not only in the past, but also in the present. We have revisionists at work trying to demonize those that would expose them for who they really are. And what I'm doing is I'm setting the record straight from George Washington, who was called a deist, furthest thing from the truth, friends, going up to Martin Luther King Jr. to be a communist, furthest thing from the truth, friends, now going to Eric Little. And I want to show you you how these attacks begin and why they begin and who is doing the attacking. Over 75 years ago, a remarkable man did a remarkable thing. Again, Eric Liddell or Little of Scotland refused to run a heat at the 1924 Olympic Games in Paris because the race was scheduled on a Sunday, which his faith taught him not to violate because it was his Sabbath. But what did the people of his country label him because he obeyed God? Listen carefully. The people of Scotland labeled him because he obeyed God. They labeled him literally as a traitor, when in fact they were the ones, the traitors to their God, while Eric Liddell bore his cross. As we know from the Academy Award-winning film Chariots of Fire, Liddell, Little, managed to negotiate an unheard-of switch from the 100-meter race he had been scheduled to run to the 400-meter, for which he had not trained. And later in the week, Little won the race and was showered with Olympic glory. Why? Because he didn't compromise. Yet the people of his country, for obeying God, that in Scotland, friends, called him a traitor for obeying God, when in fact, if you put the mirror on themselves, they would have found out that they were the ones that were actually the traitors. And instead of cashing in, Little turned his back on fame and fortune and followed in his parents' footsteps, becoming a missionary to China, where his most powerful contributions to God and to his fellow human beings were made. What is the history of Eric Liddell? Well, they couldn't hide it, could they? And the facts are, he was a righteous man, and he obeyed his God at all costs, to the point where the country turned rather than him turning against his God. What about Benedict Arnold? Well, everybody thought that he was a patriot, yet when he was exposed, he was found to be a man that committed high treason against his own country. But now, again, countering what we just said with Eric Liddell or Little, Benedict Arnold was portrayed just the opposite. He was portrayed as a righteous man to the people. In July 1780, Arnold sought and obtained command of the fort at West Point. He had already begun a year-long correspondence with General Sir Henry Clinton in New York City through Major Andre, and was closely involved with Beverly Robinson, a prominent loyalist in command of a loyalist regime, those that were loyal to the British crown. Arnold offered to hand the fort over to the British, for close to $3 million U.S. dollars in the 2000 and the 2000 terms, and a brigadier's commission. He chose West Point for his strategic importance. The Americans had been using its positions to prevent British ships from moving northward from New York City up the Hudson and connecting with British forces in Canada. Ultimately, a move that would have split the North from the South. His plans were thwarted when Andre was captured September 23, 1780, with a pass signed by Arnold. Matter of fact, Andre was carrying documents that disclosed the plot and which incriminated not only Benedict Arnold, but also Major Andre. George Washington, if you know not the story, at length hung Major Andre for his traitorous acts against the United States in his accomplice, Benedict Arnold. And thank God that they were thwarted, because if they weren't, we wouldn't be here today. Again, Benedict Arnold was sold to the American people and the American cause as a hero. And when he was found out, he was actually found out and unmasked and uncovered, friends, as a traitor to this country. Okay? So we're again setting the record straight, the good, bad, and the ugly. Going on to Ben Franklin, what of Ben Franklin, one of the least religious signers of our Constitution? So we're told. Right. As the governor of Pennsylvania, he issued statewide prayer proclamations. He recommended Christianity into public schools. He was a financial supporter of one of the great awakening preachers, namely George Whitefield. And Ben Franklin boosted church attendance. The least religious signer of the Constitution. He also called for chaplains and daily prayer at the constitutional conventions. Oh, and did I forget to tell you, Ben Franklin also said at the foundation of this country that an atheist is unknown in the United States. how contrary to the mind that is at enmity with God. Just think about that. Oh, my goodness. Doing live radio. I'm pulling up a quote of Primitive Christianity by that of Ben Franklin. He said, Ben Franklin did, "Whosoever shall introduce into public affairs the principles of primitive Christianity will change the face of the world." Well, they already did that. Let's go over to some biblical characters, namely the Son of God, Jesus Christ. When we go over to Jesus Christ, the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites of the day, said of Jesus, "This fellow doth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils." That's found in Matthew 12:24. Okay? Jesus answered in John 8:49-50, "I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, who is a just God, a holy God, and a righteous God." And he said, "You dishonor me." And he said, "I seek not my own glory. But look at how the world labels a man of righteousness to be the contrary. What of the Son of God? Beelzebub?" John 7:12 says, "And there was much murmuring among the people concerning him," that of Jesus Christ. "For some said he's a good man. Those were the common people who heard him gladly. And others said, nay, but he deceiveth the people." Remember what Jesus said to his brother in John 7:7, "The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it, and that the works thereof are evil." And if you look to John 15:25, what he said, "They hated me without a cause," said the Christ. Or what about in John 15:17-19? He said, "These things I command you, Christians, that you love one another, and if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Therefore, if you were of the world, then the world would love its own, but because you're not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you." Wow, I mean, we need to get this straight, don't we? I mean, we get so many different opinions on that of Jesus Christ. Well, the fact of the matter is you wouldn't have different opinions if you would simply read the Word of God, and you'd find that He is not unrighteous in any sense of the world. It's funny because when you go, I'm going through the book of Luke right now, but it's funny when you're going through it. It says in Luke 4, "And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness." Why was he being led into this wilderness by the Spirit? To be tempted of the devil. We're being taught today that when you're tempted of the devil, folks, that's a bad thing. No, the Lord wanted to prove, for a better way of saying it, the steel that the Christ bore. Read Ephesians 6:12 when you get a moment. It's also interesting to note that when you look at Jesus, I told my wife this the other day. I said, "Isn't it interesting how the people in this country put up Jesus Christ? His character is completely marred. It's completely backwards." The Bible said that he spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes and the Pharisees. And it's interesting as well to take note of the things that Jesus did right off the bat. And when you look at it in the book of John, chapter 2, I mean, the first thing that he does, friends, is he goes inside of the temple and overturns tables. And tells them, "People, that you've made a house of prayer into a den of thieves." Now let me take it back to Luke 4 for a moment so you can understand the character of Christ. "And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah." This is after he came out from being tempted by the devil. As of course he wrote unto the mind of the enemy of men's souls the words of God. "It is written, it is written, it is written." Now going back, when Jesus came back into Nazareth where he had been brought up, his custom was as he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, he stood up for to read. I'm going to come back to this, friends, because it's interesting the things that Christ did right off the bat when he made his appearance. It wasn't good and it wasn't friendly in the sense of what people thought or defined good out to be. Because Jesus came in and set the standard real high right off the bat. And I'll read to you exactly how the people responded right after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, exposing the revisionists for the assassination of the character of upright men. If you don't look and act like them, then they want to attack you. And the fact of the matter is, I want to set the record straight today by exposing their lies by simply telling you the truth. Just lighting the candle and leading the way is all we're doing today, friends. In Luke 4, friends, Jesus came back to Nazareth after he was tempted by the devil as he was led into the wilderness by the Holy Ghost to be tempted by the devil. Let's put this into perspective, friends. There's a test for everything, is there not? When we go on in verse 17, chapter 4 of Luke, and there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah, and when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. And what was written? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor, those that were destitute of the righteousness of Christ. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, those that were repentant towards God, Isaiah 66, verse 2, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set them at liberty, them that are bruised. Okay? And it's interesting, when you look at this, you look at Matthew Henry's commentary on this, a quick study will show that Jesus is not necessarily speaking to those who lack financial resources when he speaks of the poor. The word means meek, humble, lowly, the poor in spirit. Read Matthew 5:3. These are the blessed ones to whom the kingdom of God belongs, because the poor are those who knew that they are destitute of the righteousness of Christ. As a matter of fact, Matthew Henry said, to whom he was to preach? To the poor, to those that were poor in the world, to those that were poor in spirit, to the meek and humble, and to those that were truly sorrowful for sin. Read 2 Corinthians 7:10 when you get a moment. When he speaks of the brokenhearted, he does not mean those unhappy people whose hearts are aching because they've been jilted by a sweetheart, but those who, like Peter and Isaiah, are contrite, sorry, repentant, and sorrowing for their sins. Now, when you look at Luke verse 4, chapter 18 and 19, Jesus gives us a summation of those who the gospel is for. The poor, the brokenhearted, the captives, and the blind, and the oppressed. Okay? So, when you go back to Matthew Henry, he said, for he was sent to heal the brokenhearted, to give peace to those that were troubled and humbled for their sins, and to bring to them rest who were very weary and heavy laden under the burden of guilt and corruption and that of sin. The captives are those that are taken captive by the devil to do his will, 2 Timothy 2:26. The blind are those whom the God of this age has blinded to the light of the gospel of glory of Christ, 2 Corinthians 4:4. And the oppressed are those who are oppressed by the devil himself, Acts 16:38. And again, the gospel of grace is for the humble, not the proud, because God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble, James 4:6. And the scripture clearly tells us everyone who is proud of heart is an abomination to the Lord, Proverbs 16:15. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly, Luke 1:52. And God looks on the man who is poor and of a contrite spirit, Psalm 51, verse 17, and who trembles at his word, again, Isaiah 66, verse 2. Okay? So here's Jesus in the synagogue, coming back to Nazareth, living out the custom, and this is what he said in verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He goes on. And then he goes on in verse 19 to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he then closed the book and gave it again to the minister and sat down, and the eyes of all of them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. Now listen carefully. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. And all the people bear witness and wondered at the gracious words was proceeded out of his mouth. And then they said, is not this Joseph's son? They doubted that this could be the son of God. Reason, which is the enemy of faith, got in there. Is this not Joseph's son? We know this kid. And Jesus said back, no prophet is accepted in his own country. Now listen to what he said. This is the first thing Jesus said when he came back from being tempted. But I tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land. But none of them, unto none of them, was Elijah sent unto, except, he said the word save unto Sarepta, a city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. She was a foreigner. Do you think the people in Israel wanted to hear this from Jesus? It's the first thing he did, friends. Going on, and many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet, and none of them was cleansed except Naaman the Syrian, a foreigner. Do you think the people in Israel wanted to hear this, friends? Do you think the Pharisees wanted to hear this? Absolutely not. See, the Bible said he came unto his own, but his own received him not. And he was being rejected by his own. And he was setting the record straight. He's saying you're doing this to yourself. You're rejecting yourselves of the mercy of God and the grace of God. And the Bible says in verse 28, chapter 4 of Luke, and all they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath and rose up against Jesus and thrust him out of the city and led him unto the brow of the hill wherein the city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. But the Bible says that passing through the midst of them went his way and came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee. And it goes on, friends, and on, and on, and on. So we're getting a better idea of the character of Jesus because he's not some little pansy walking around smacking sheep on the backside with pink booties on, is he? Nope. They said that his word was with power. They were astonished at the Christ. You know, it's interesting, too, the character of Jesus Christ is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Not the way that they want to make him look today. And I'll tell you what, the enemies of the United States of America would love nothing more than for you to take on the image that Christ is some little weak pansy. They want you to take on the characteristics of Jesus Christ the way that the American church has painted him out to be. It reminds me of a famous rapper one time said about Martin Luther King Jr. He said, you know what, it bothers me that generation after generation, they continuously weaken the character of Martin Luther until he looks just like them. That's exactly right. When you go into churches today, what do you see? You see churches of a bloodless Jesus being crucified on the cross. An effeminate-looking, repulsive-looking pansy is the way that they've made him out to be. I want to tell you something. He's alive forevermore. He sits at the right hand of my Father, and he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And by the way, his name is Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God. And at the end of the day, everyone is going to face him. It's appointed unto men once to die, after this the judgment. Let me give you one more for the day. Exposing the revisionists for who they are, friends. What of King David? When you look at Psalm 109, 1 through 4, it says, hold not thy peace, O God of my praise, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are opened up against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue, exposing the revisionist of the day. They compassed me about also with the words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. For my love, they are my adversaries. Did love just overlook the wicked, friends, or did King David deal with the wicked? The Lord sent David to set judgment upon the heads of the wicked. Read Isaiah 51, verse 4 when you get a moment, friends. In verse 5, Psalm 109. And they rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love. What of Elijah? He was labeled the troubler of Israel. When you go over to 1 Kings 18, 17 through 18, and it came to pass when Ahab the wicked king saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, art thou he that troubleth Israel? Ahab the corrupt king pointing his finger at Elijah as if Elijah was some corrupt individual. No, Elijah couldn't be bought off. He wasn't interested in the highest bid to take on so he could corrupt himself like fallen man. And Elijah answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, and that you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. See, folks, if you just take the time to read the Bible, you'll understand who's lying to you. Those that are in trouble for standing up, doing the right thing, holding to the word of God, and the written laws in which we have in this country, are the ones not deceiving you, but the ones that are telling you the truth. And let me remind you, if this is how you get rich and famous, I'll tell you what, I'm in the wrong line of work. But when you do it the way that the system is set up, namely the professed church in this country, you can see that they're appeasing your enemies every step of the way, because it's not about obedience to God. It's about how much they can fill their coffers, friends. So again, setting the record straight and calling out the revisionists for who they are. Folks, we'll do a part two to this tomorrow, and we'll cover some more of the names that you know that have been defamed, demonized, lied about, and will continuously expose those that call themselves the revisionist of the day, regardless if they want to be labeled that or not, right?
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth, and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.